sins. The beauty of your righteousness. We need a touch from your grace. Right here the chains must fall at the power of your word. And right here the chains must fall at the power of your word. Right here in this moment the chains must fall at the power of your word. And every knee must bow and tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. And this shall be called the house of worship, and this shall be called the place of praise. This shall be called the house of Bethel, the place where God lives. This shall be called the house of worship. This shall be called the place of praise. This shall be called the house of Bethel, the place where God lives. This shall be called the house of worship. This shall be called the place of praise. This shall be called the house of Bethel, the place where God lives. This shall be called the house of worship. This shall be called the place of praise. This shall be called the house of Bethel, the place where God lives. This shall be called the house of worship. This shall be called the place of praise. This shall be called the place of Bethel, the place where God lives. This shall be called the house of worship, and this shall be called the place of praise. This shall be called the place of Bethel, the place where God lives. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Oh, Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer, Lord. Make me a house, make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. We sing, Lord. Make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Oh, Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. I want to be that place. 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 I got to be that place. I want to be that place. I got to be that place. I want to be that place, the place where God lives, and this shall be called the house of worship. This shall be called the place of praise. This shall be called the house of Bethel, the place where God lives. Whoa, 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 the place where God lives. At this moment.
Giving us another day, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for Mother Pecola Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, Father God. We just actually look down and touch them, Father God. Father God, we thank you for our TMC family, Father God, for everybody that made it on the call this morning, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch our speaker this morning, Father God, is to bring the word, Father God. Father God, we ask you to give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word, Father God. Father God, we ask you to go across the land, Father God, and continue, Father God, to be who you are, Father God, because we just thank you this morning, Father God. We can't thank you enough for all that you do, all that you've done, and all you're going to continue doing, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch the leaders, Father God, touch their mind, their body, soul, and their hearts, Father God, that they do right amongst your people, Father God. Father God, we ask you to go into the hospitals and be the healer that you are, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for protecting our children, Father. We ask you to go with them, Father God, and protect them all day long, Father, and all night long, Father God, as the days go on, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless us in this pandemic like you continue to do, Father God. Father God, we just thank you this morning, Father. We just can't thank you enough for all that you do. You don't have to do it, but you do, Father God. We just thank you this morning, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just ask you, Father God. You know all situations. You know all things, Father God. Father God, we just thank you, Father. We thank you for your son, Jesus, Father, that you sent to die on the cross for us, Father God. We thank you this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you so much, Father, for all that you do. You're just so awesome and so amazing. You are the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. We thank you this morning, Father God. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray this morning, Father God. Host, are you there?
I am here, Brother Mickens. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, for just bombarding the heavens with the beautiful worship and ushering us into the presence of the Lord. And thank you, Minister Darrell, for just seating and greeting us and opening us up with prayer. I say good morning, good morning, good morning to my Master's Call family, and welcome to the call. I am Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great city and state of San Antonio, Texas, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and each day, Monday through Friday, we get up early in the morning to make sure we get a word straight from the throne room. This call was founded on October 25th, 2010 by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we know because our God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on scripture, and that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. And we know when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. Our call has a website, and that website address is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net, and all the messages have been archived and recorded since the inception of the call. Also on the website, you can see our speakers' bios and any information that we have on prayer objectives. And our year is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. If you feel led of the Lord to join this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Brother Darrell did, or as a psalmist, as Minister Kaylin did, or as a host, as I'm doing, or if you feel like the Lord has given you a word for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. On Friday, we have a part two of our call where we take your praise reports and your prayer requests live. And we just are so excited about continuing to do that. So if you want to wait until Friday and come on the line live, you can do so. Again, the new morning motivational call is held immediately following this call each Monday through Friday, and it's hosted by a team of dynamic leaders that are giving us vital information about the benefits of the Artist Life products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294 617-770-4070. Again, 712-770-4005. Access code 294-617-POUND. And today will be Awareness Wednesday, hosted by Diamond Presidents, the Phenomenal Flanagans, and they will be giving us a host of information. So now I am going to get out of your way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room this morning can come forward and bless our socks off. I tell you, this woman of God really needs no introduction. She is my sister and my friend. She is an amazing woman of God. She has been married to our dear brother Freddie and has five adult children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Trent, and the grandmother of three grandsons, Jai, Brent, and Brendan. Throughout the years of God's blessing, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was attacked with stroke symptoms twice. Brenda's favorite words are, God is faithful. She is a woman of God, a woman after God's own heart. Brenda is an artist distributor who loves the product and enjoys helping people become healthy again, and she will tell you they are the best products on this side of heaven. And utmost, she is looking forward to the greater things in Christ Jesus with her husband, Freddie. They've been married for over 36 years. Presently, Brenda is our prayer general, and she is a powerful woman of God. I will get out of the way and introduce to some and present to others my very own dear sister, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Wow, I am here, Prophet Kai. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Praise God. Bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much. I thank God for you. Man, that was such a cordial introduction. I so love and appreciate you, Prophet Kai. You are truly a blessing to me as well as to the call, and I know to many around you. I give God glory for this young woman of God who comes before us on Wednesday mornings and just worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, Minister Psalmist Kaylin. Thank you so much. Yes, Lord, make me a house of prayer. That was so appropriate this morning. Thank you for allowing God to use you this morning. And my brother, Minister Darrell Mickens, thank you so much. You always are willing, and you said yes to the Lord. And truly, I know God is blessing you tremendously and will continue to bless you for standing firm on God's word and willing to do what God is showing you to do. Thank you for being a dear brother and a minister of God. And good morning to you, my TMC family. I love and appreciate you. Can't thank God enough for our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts, who said yes to the master. And I am so grateful that God allowed me to be a part of this wonderful ministry and to be a part of their lives. And oh my God, for them to be a part of my life, I tell you, it is truly a tremendous blessing, and I'm so grateful. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness. Yes, truly, you are awesome. And we glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift. We thank you, O God, for taking this vessel. No longer Brenda, but it's you, O God, that's using this vessel for your glory. So, Lord God, in your eyes, be glorified. Be glorified in all that I do. And I thank you, Lord God, that we, your people, will hear what the Spirit has to say. And we will humble ourselves and be doers and not just hearers only. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, I will be sharing with you, In the Eyes of Jesus. In the Eyes of Jesus. You know, Luke 24:31 says, Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And he vanished from their sight. You know, Jesus had already done the work. He had already gone through the whips, the chains, and gone through the ministry, had gone through being on the cross, being scorned, beaten, and crucified. Then he got up, hallelujah, with all power in his hands. And he encouraged the men and women and said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So with that, their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. You see, God is allowing us to be a part of the kingdom. And if you read the scripture, the kingdom is within us. And there are so many ways to see people, to see the same person. And God chooses a vision that is redemptive with eyes of grace, compassion, and hope. And he tells us to see people the same way, to see them for who they could be if they knew just how much Jesus loves them and wants to transform them. Imagine how seeing others the way Jesus does, and it might change the way we react to people, the way it might change us. Yeah. Because the thing that's going on, God is not only working through others, he's working through us, and he's working on us. When we see the homeless person on the corner, our heart starts to hurt. In the book of Acts, Jesus had reminded us before he ascended into heaven, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Can I say that one more time? See, this is a Selah moment. You have to meditate on that. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. See, God sent his Spirit to those followers as well as to us in the same way he sends the Spirit to empower and enlighten each and every one of us. And through him, we can see things we've never noticed before, like Peter seeing the beggar. He had walked past that man many times, I'm sure. But because of the Spirit, he was seeing things anew. Every one of us need to start looking at life through new eyes. Things like the workplace. Things like our family, our friends, our church, the needs of ourselves and others. Through Jesus' lens, we see hope and come to realize that just because something is doesn't mean it, because something is, excuse me, just because it is doesn't mean it has to be. Just because it is doesn't mean it has to be. We can see all things differently through the eyes of Jesus. By his Spirit, at the place of employment, instead of seeing a distorted boss with a heart of stone, start seeing a person that is momentarily confused, but his or her ways are changing for the better because of the power of God that is saturating the workplace. You see, actually, that is what we spoke, that is what we prayed for into the atmosphere before we showed up at the workplace. See, he prepared that place for us because we went before him asking him to do so. And then as far as our family members, since we see them frequently, day by day, month by month, year by year, in their unsaved status or in their ways of doing their own thing, and it looks like still no change, our natural eyes want to tell us there's no hope, but the devil is a liar. We must and should consistently visualize and speak that they are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that they are the head and not the tail, that they are filled with the spirit of truth. We're operating in the eyes of Jesus. With our friends, it's important to empower them, the visions and insights of the Master for them that they may not see for themselves. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing. Many times, God will allow us to see what our friends don't, so he can show himself mightily in their lives. You see, when we're operating in the eyes of Jesus, we are empowering one another. Iron sharpens iron. We are encouraging one another. We are letting each other know that God is true. He is the head, and he made us the head and not the tail. On the church standpoint, let's remember that we are the church. The commission from the Lord was, go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them that in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe, to see in through the eyes of Jesus, to observe all things, not some, all things, and whatsoever he commanded us to do. And lo, he says, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Hallelujah and amen. You see, looking through the lens of Jesus shows us the way it is. It is not the way it has to be. Ephesians 3:20 tells us, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. By the Spirit of God, are we seeing the needs and meeting the needs as Jesus had done? Jesus detoured through Samaria because he had to meet a need. That woman at the well had her encounter with the Master, where her eyes were opened and immediately wanted other eyes opened as well. She said, come see a man. Oh, glory. And that's so key. Many of us have become complacent to the point that we are saved and we're all good. It shouldn't be that way. We should always look to share with somebody that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. That's living in the eyes of Jesus. See, the harvest is still plentiful, and the laborers are still few. Whenever we are detoured unexpectedly, our spiritual eyes should be open to meet the needs where the Spirit of God is directing us to. Ephesians 1:18 emphasizes that our eyes of our heart may be enlightened, that the eyes, our eyes of our heart may be enlightened. Enlightened to what? Enlightened to see what's possible. Enlightened to see that our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Enlightened to see that he has made us heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, that we can call those things that be not as though they were. Enlightened to see that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us shall cease. Enlightened to see that he have told us, oh yes, you are my masterpiece. Go ye therefore and speak what I have spoken. See, the detour, yes, that detour. Maybe your plane was canceled where you could assist a mother with a screaming baby. I know. We usually would run the opposite direction. But when the Spirit leads you to pray for that baby, in the eyes of Jesus, the scream somehow is not so annoying. God is in control. A need is being met, and the anointing has changed the atmosphere. A child's cry has subsided. Another detour may be where you have to work closely with this disgruntled coworker, stirring havoc within the office. True enough, it's a distraction. However, being in the eyes of Jesus is evident that that person is yearning for attention. Therefore, you and I allow the Spirit to use us to shift the atmosphere, first by speaking in a realm what and how it is changing. Remember, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I'll end by sharing this. Yesterday, I was in the post office, and I realized that my postal box time had lapsed, and the lady was that was assisting me, she had an attitude. She was somewhat disgruntled. She probably had a bad day, I don't know. And she loudly told me that I may not get that box. I have to get whatever the system assigns me. And I said, okay. I politely just responded with a smile, and I noticed the Spirit of God, because, you know, people have a tendency, if somebody's disgruntled, they usually respond with a disgruntled attitude as well. And so that makes the whole atmosphere go into that disgruntled nature. But God was using this person at that time to not be discouraged. And don't get me wrong, because I really thought at that time, you know, some people need to retire if they're dissatisfied with their job. I'm going to be honest with you, very transparent. That's what I thought. But the Spirit of God said, pray for her. With the eyes of Jesus, he started showing me the areas to pray for her. Within my spirit, I started calling her blessed, healed in every area of her life. She had to walk off and go and get keys and do what she had to do. But during that time, God had me praying for her to call those things that be not as though they were. Call her healed. Call her in a new direction, a new perspective, having the light of Jesus upon her. You see, God was operating in his eyes, with his eyes. Many are hurting, many are lost, many are confused, and many don't know where to go. But we are in the eyes of Jesus. Let's daily ask God to allow us to see what he sees and use us for his glory. Back to that postal worker, she came back saying that she got with her manager and said, to give them 24 hours, and I could claim that box, that same box I had. She was calmer. She was more polite. Her eyes had changed, and she had a totally different demeanor. God had intervened. You see, Matthew 20:34 tells us, so Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. God has touched our eyes. We are no longer seeing things and people and situations in the same manner. We're in the eyes of Jesus. And to God be the glory for allowing us to abide in the eyes of Jesus. You know, Psalms 33:18 says, behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope for his loving kindness. Yes, his loving kindness is needed abroad this earth. His loving kindness is needed around this country. His loving kindness is needed in our communities, in our homes, in our environment. We, the people of God, the children of God, the kingdom of God, is in the position to change the atmosphere because we're in the eyes of Jesus. Back to you, Prophet Kai.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Brenda, for that powerful and on-time word. And if you can't say ouch, if you can't say amen, say ouch, because I know she stepped on my toes today. But to God be the glory. I will be calling you back for the benediction. But first, let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for our amazing prayer general and Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda. We ask that you continue to be the hedge of protection around her. Fill her up until she overflows, O Heavenly Father. Give her everything that she needs, Lord, as she seeks you first. And she seeks your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord. We thank you for her. We thank you, thank you, thank you that she continues to lift us all up in prayer and to just keep us all before the Lord, and that she is so sensitive to the unction of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for her. We thank you, we thank you, and we just are so grateful, Lord. Father God, we ask you to keep a hedge of protection around Dr. Pakola and Dr. Vanessa, Father. You know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we know that only you, Lord, can do the exceeding and abundant according to the power that worketh in them. Father, you know every need on this line. So we ask you right now that you continue to touch all of the mothers on the call, Father. Father God, we ask that you just continue to be with them. Give them the desires of their hearts as they delight in you, O Lord. Father, we ask that you keep a hedge of protection around the Diaz de Leon family and the Artist Life family. Lord, we know that this company is here because you desire it to be. And as we continue to walk out your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for each and every one of our lives, we just say thank you. Thank you, God, for being the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path, for continuing to lead and guide us, Lord, for continuing to just give us that which we need to walk forward in your perfect will. Not my will, but thy will be done. So, Lord, we just want to thank you, praise you, and glorify your name, because without you, O God, where would we be? We give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, and amen. And again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Today is Awareness Wednesday with the Phenomenal Flanagans. And if you want to hear this powerful message again, the playback number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. Again, I want to thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, for just ushering us into the presence of the Lord with worship this morning. And again, to our dear brother, Minister Darrell, for just seating and greeting us and opening us up with prayer this morning. And again, to our amazing and dynamic Mississippi Queen and Prayer General, Minister Brenda, thank you, thank you, thank you for that on-time word. Would you please come back now and give us our benediction?
Praise God. And again, thank you so much, Prophet Kai, for your service as unto the Lord. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen, amen, and amen. Continue to walk in the eyes of Jesus. Have a glorious day. We love you.